Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our podcast this week, I'm going to talk about why your boss doesn't have time for you. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. It's great to be talking to you about such an important topic about your boss. And everybody's got a boss. And I read an article in the Wall Street Journal recently, and the headline, I just borrowed it because the headline just caught my attention, is your boss doesn't have time to talk to you. And it came out in late August. And I've been thinking about what this means for professionals. What does it mean for us? And in this article, they just talk about how, you know, management is changing and companies are cutting layers of management and people are managing larger teams and the responsibilities are increasing. And the quote from the article is that the result is that the workplace is changing radically as the relationship between bosses and employees undergoes a dramatic shift. And it goes on to say that harried managers need new strategies to run ever larger teams and keep up with an ever-expanding list of duties. And I would add that just the nature of work has changed over the last 5 years and where people are and their expectations. Well, when you thin out the ranks and now you've got a lot of people on a team and only one boss, it could really translate into a problem. We recently launched a new service called Brief Team Builder. If you go to thebrieflab.com, you can find more information on it as a way to help teams with this issue. And it's a year-long subscription where teams want to be held accountable to the brief training that they've gone through. And a lot of our clients have asked for, okay, what do we do next? How do you hold us accountable? And we designed Brief Team Builder, so you can get some more information on that. But the basic point there is you're in a team. You want to keep on using these tools. You want to be better as a team, but your team might be getting bigger and stretched. And Brief Team Builder might be a really nice way for you to check in quarterly, have a coach, have a client advocate, somebody on your side to help you navigate some of these changes because they're pretty serious. At times, you can be really, really spread thin. So as we start this episode, you know, you may be looking at it from like two different perspectives, like, okay, if you're the boss, maybe I'm not a boss, but maybe you are a boss and you have a team. You're busy. You got a lot going on. You've added people to your team that I can hire more managers, more management. I recently did a training with the Marine Corps and this young woman said, you know, I'm a company commander, platoon commander, I think. No, company commander. And she had 140 people on her in her company. And she had like, you know, I said, how many people report? And they raised hands. So I have 140 people. And I'm like, holy cow. Okay. Well, and in that case, you know, she's the boss. She's busy. She's got way too many people that she's responsible for. And she spread thin. On the other side of that, you know, you have a boss and you're on a team and the team's growing and they're not adding more managers and more leaders. And like, all right, there's more of you than there are of the leader. And there's not a lot of time. And, you know, there's scattered attention and there's the patience is running low. So whether you're the boss or you have a boss, I want you to look at this from both perspectives. But I'm going to primarily take it from the perspective of, you know, your boss doesn't have time for you. And if it's not a boss, maybe it's your client. Or maybe it's your prospect or the person that you're trying to get a hold of. People are, when people are spread thin, you got to adapt. And that's what caught my attention in this article. For me personally, as a leader, I have, about six people that report to me. And honestly, you know, I travel, I have a pretty busy schedule, I'm moving about, I run different initiatives, different roles in the company. Obviously, I'm doing the podcast and I'm teaching classes and I'm developing courses and like Brief Team Builder and the Quiet Workplace and in new platforms. And I'm kind of like the article's talking about, like you know, I want to say I have time, but a lot of times I don't have time because my schedule isn't that predictable. It changes week to week. And my one-on-ones with my direct reports can be a challenge. And this resonated with me because I'm like, oh, you know, the people that report to me would probably say, yeah, he doesn't have time. And it's not because I don't want to have time. It's because schedules become, you know, hard to deconflict. You can't be at three places at the same time and I'm on an airplane or whatever that might be. So I think when you put yourself in the situation, start with this issue, which is your boss doesn't have time for you. What do you do? Well, what you can't do is avoid your boss. Like, all right, well, my boss doesn't have time for me. So when he or she has time, well, they'll find me and everything will be solved and everything will be back to normal like it used to be. No, that's not a strategy. If the reality is seeking your boss out, your leader out to talk is not an easy thing to do because of availability, you got to do something different and just sort of sitting back and waiting and saying, well, that's their fault. They should make more time for me is not going to help you. It's not going to help anybody actually. So when we're thinking about this, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I'm a sucker for alliterations. So the tips that I'm going to share with you or the perspective all starts with the letter P. That's my perspective. And there's six categories. I'll cite them all quickly and then I'll go through each one of them short order. Top to bottom, be professional, be proactive, be purposeful, be prepared, be personal, and lastly, number six, be patient. And I'll say those again, be professional, proactive, purposeful, prepared, personal, and patient. Those are the keys to keep in mind when your boss doesn't have time for you. Let's start with the first one, which is be professional. It's a job. You're a professional, they're a professional, and you have to look at it like I need to do my job well in talking to your boss, interacting with your senior leader is a requirement. And if that person, for whatever reason, is responsible for too many people and has too many responsibilities and is at too many places, is on the road constantly and is just not nowhere to be found, that's the current situation in your profession and you have to accept it. You have to recognize it. You can't want it to be or change it in that moment. It is what it is. You're going to be in that situation. So you want to be a professional about it. Will it change? Maybe your boss will get a lot of time and things will change, but the reality is be a professional and communicating with each other is critical. So be a professional. Number two is be proactive. I think that when you look at seek the person out, don't wait. The schedules may change. You may have a person cancel a meeting. You know, don't take it personal, but be proactive. Seek them out. Determine the frequency that you should meet. So, you know, ideally we should meet once a week, but, you know, we don't. So we don't meet ever. Okay. Let's be proactive, maybe 3 out of 4 weeks. Maybe we can connect in a short way just for 5 minutes, just if you can catch a person. But be proactive. Seek the person out with the right frequency. If it's going to be weekly, make it weekly. Maybe it's not every week, but it's 3 out of 4 or every other. Make sure that that you're taking the initiative and not sitting back and waiting, because busy people won't find you until it's a problem. So be proactive. Number three is be purposeful. Okay, you know, why do we need to talk and why do we need to talk now? What are we going to talk about? What is the ask? What do I need from the person? Be really purposeful. This time is precious. You want to have don't do it because you have to do it. Do it because there's a reason. If there's no reason for you to talk to your boss, then don't talk to your boss. But if you do, make sure it comes. I've had many times where people do one-on-ones with me and it's rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. It's like dial tone. Like there's nothing significant to report. The military uses this acronym NSTR. but they still take time to report it. If there's no purpose, don't find me. But if there is, make sure that you know really clearly what you want to talk about. Why does it matter? Why does it matter to me? And what's the ask? Okay, so be purposeful. Be prepared. The preparation for this time, if we've got 15 minutes to talk, I want to see notes. I want to see a brief map. You've got your brief map filled in. What are we going to talk about? Why is it relevant? Remind me the last time we talked. I was training a group of very senior sales leaders recently, and they're the head of the sales organization, that particular division, was in the room. It's about 35 people. And we were talking about how people update her. And we were talking about the background of the brief map. And I suggested, like, please remind the person that you're talking to when the last time you talked and what you talked about. People don't have a photographic memory. And she immediately chimed in. She raised her hand. She said, can I say something? And I said, of course, you know, it's your team. And she said, you know, I talk to people and we're talking about this thing and they go, you know, you remember. And they don't say what they talked to. She goes, no, I don't remember. And there's a million things going on. If your boss has got very, very little time and way too much to do, remind them when you're preparing what you talked about last, where things are at. Organize. If there's four things you want to talk about, tell me there's four things you want to talk about. If there's, if you want to go into super, super detail and you don't have the time, don't try. You know, cover what you can cover and cover it well. So be prepared. Be personal. I mean, even though, you know, this person's busy and they're running around, if there's any moment or two to just check in, like, you know, if they're with their family, or, you know, they just took a vacation, or, you know, anything that's on a personal level, you know, take a minute or two. You know, bosses are people too. You know, we have lives outside of work. So don't, we've got to be professionals for sure, but take a minute or two to be personal. People like that. It makes those connections, when you have them, even if they're fairly infrequent, meaningful to the person, because it's not just bullet points in business. But you can talk about, you know, your family or hobby or whatever you think, you know, whatever you remember that person cares about. So be personal. And I think finally is be patient. You're dealing with people. They have limitations. They have, maybe in circumstances, unrealistic expectations have been put on them. They have a lot of things to do. So you have to be compassionate, empathetic with the circumstances that they're in. You don't want to avoid them. You don't want to hide. You want to talk to them proactively, but be patient, because they have a lot of things that they're thinking about, especially when a person, just imagine, like, you're leading a team or an organization and you've got a lot of people and a lot of deadlines and a lot of information and a lot of goals and a lot of challenges. I mean, it can be overwhelming for a leader. And, you know, when I read this article, your boss doesn't have time to talk to you. You got to be patient and take that into consideration. But when you do this well, when you follow what I share with you, being a professional, be proactive, be purposeful, be prepared when you communicate with them, you know, be personal, be patient. It will look and feel very different for them. So I would just end with saying your boss does have time for you, maybe not others. If you manage the relationship with clear and concise communications consistently, just saying.